nostalgic word aficionados? Today's word can take us from the present to the past and back again. The word of the day is yore, spelled Y-O-R-E. Yore is a noun meaning time past, not to be confused with either of its two homophones, the possessive adjective yore, Y-O-U-R, meaning belonging to you, or the contraction yore, Y-O-U-apostrophe-R-E, short for you are. Yore, Y-O-R-E, was used by psychiatrist Christine Montross, talking about her visit to a Norwegian prison, in an interview with NPR's Dave Davies, broadcast July 16, 2020, on the show Fresh Air. It was completely antithetical to any prison I had ever seen. I was picked up at the train station by the warden, driven onto these very park-like grounds in a really beautiful setting. And the warden explained to me that when the architects designed the facility at Halden Prison, that it was really important to them to have the prison feel as though it was set in nature. And there's historical precedent for this, even in our own country. Asylums and hospitals in days of yore. It was seen to be really critical that people had fresh air and fresh water and a beautiful view. That was understood even back then to be restorative. Yore has a long history in the English language, first appearing more than 1,000 years ago in Old English. While yore's origin is uncertain, a popular theory is that it comes from the same source as the phonetically similar word year. If true, this means that yore and year derive from an Indo-European root that is also the origin of the ancient Greek stem horo, H-O-R-O, meaning part of a year, time of day, and found in words such as horoscope. This stem was borrowed into Latin, where it became the source of the words for hour, now, still, and again in many Romance languages. There's a time and a place for every word with Word of the Day at dictionary.com.